Our first scripture reading today comes to us from the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 28, starting with the 8th verse, and you can find it on page 410 of your pew Bibles in the Old Testament, the front part. The people of Israel took captive 200,000 of their kin, women, sons, and daughters. They also took much booty from them and brought the booty to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord was there, whose name was Oded. He went out to meet the army that came to Samaria and said to them, "Because the Lord, the God of your ancestors, was angry with Judah, he gave them into your hand. But you have killed them in a rage that has reached up to heaven. Now you intend to subjugate the people of Judah and Jerusalem, male and female, as your slaves. But what have you except sins against the Lord your God? Now hear me, and send back the captives whom you have taken from your kindred, for the fierce wrath of the Lord is upon you. Moreover, certain chiefs of the Ephraimites, Azariah son of Johanan, Bechariah son of Meshimoth, Jezekiah, son of Shalom, and Amasa, son of Hadlai, stood up against those who were coming from the war and said to them, 'You shall not bring the captives in here, for you propose to bring on us guilt against the Lord in addition to our present sins and guilt. For our guilt is already great, and there is fierce wrath against Israel.' So the warriors left the captives and the booty before the officials and all the assembly. And then those who were mentioned by name got up and took the captives, and with the booty they clothed all that were naked among them. They clothed them, gave them sandals, provided them with food and drink, and anointed them, and carrying all the feeble among them on donkey, they brought them to their kindred at Jericho, the city of palm trees, and then they returned to Samaria."
Verse 25. Just then a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Well, what's written in the law? What do you read there?" And the lawyer answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You've given the right answer. Do this, and you will live." But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, "Well, and who is my neighbor?" And Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper and said, 'Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay you whatever more you spend.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers?" And the lawyer said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." Thanks be to God for the word given us in Scripture. Amen.